Babe? Baby, are you in here? I was wondering what you wanted for dinner tonight. Oh. I gave you one rule, baby. If you can hold out and wait till after we're done eating together, I was going to give you a present for not touching yourself all day. It seems that someone couldn't keep his hands to himself, could he? You already started something. Might as well continue. Spread your legs for me. Let me see how wet you are. Absolutely soaked. Just like a slut. You got this wet all by yourself, puppy? What were you thinking about? It seems that someone's embarrassed. You probably should have thought about that before you decided to break one of the rules. So needy, baby boy. Couldn't even go 12 hours without touching yourself. I bet you were just getting close, weren't you? Trying to make yourself come quickly so that I wouldn't know. Your plan almost worked, except you forgot one thing, babe. I always know when you've touched yourself. Well, since you were so desperate, why don't you keep touching yourself? Show me what you were doing. Oh, come on now. This isn't the time to be shy. I've given you an order. Be a good boy and do what you're told, pup. That wasn't so hard, was it? Does your hand feel good? Circling your clit like that? Go on. Shove some fingers inside your pussy. Maybe your ass. I know that my boy is a slut that loves to be filled up. Go on. Don't deny yourself. Take a finger or two and push it inside. I know you can handle much more than that, considering I've given you more than that. Oh, that's a good boy. Show me how you like your pussy fucked, baby. Keep your legs spread as wide as possible while you finger yourself. Two fingers inside and another playing with your clits. Go on. Stroke it for me. That's it. That a boy. How does it feel, puppy? It feels good? Oh, I bet it does. There's no reason to feel embarrassed in front of me. I know what a slut you are. You couldn't help yourself even if you wanted to. You tried so hard to be good today, and still, you couldn't last without touching yourself. So fucking needy, baby. What on earth could have gotten you so worked up? Was it because, I don't know, I wore a dress that was a little too short, a little too low cut, and I wasn't wearing any panties? Could that possibly be the culprit? Oh, I'm just trying to teach you patience, puppy. If you had waited, you would have gotten something better than this. But because you were so fucking wet, you gave in because it felt good. I bet you thought you were being sneaky about it. Like, I wouldn't have been able to tell you had orgasmed when you came downstairs, acting the part of a well-behaved angel. You see, 5 minutes had passed since you asked to go to the bathroom, and you weren't even in the room, baby boy. You were thinking with your cunt and not your brain, weren't you? Yeah, of course you were. Poor little slut. Always thinking with that pussy of yours. Whatever it takes to get fucked and filled, right? There really is no other purpose for you. Just a three-holed whore who needs someone to hold the leash to your collar. It's a good thing you're hot when you're pathetic like this, because I have half a mind to tell you to stop touching yourself and punish you. Be grateful that the part that wants you to keep going won out. I love watching my boy touch himself. So keep fingering that greedy pussy of yours and that needy clit slut. If you want me to touch you instead of just watching, it's something you're going to have to earn. That's what you get for being naughty, baby. See, I have this scene planned for tonight, but those plans have been ruined because someone couldn't keep their hands to themselves. Too much of a slut to wait even a little bit. Pussy dripping with need, watching me bend over. And then you saw my own pussy peek out from underneath my short little sundress and you lost all control, didn't you? Oh, were you imagining how I tasted, puppy? Maybe you were thinking about rubbing my clit with your own two fingers still wet with your own slick. Maybe I was fucking you with a strap or you were fucking me with one. I am so curious as to what fantasy you conjured in that little brain of yours that was too much and drove my boy to disobey me. I know you're a slut, but I thought I trained you better than this. It's apparent. I need to be firmer with you, don't I? I've been too lenient with you, boy, and I won't be in the future. For all intents and purposes, this is your last day of freedom. I've been letting you act on your whorish nature for way too long without reprimanding it. If only you had kept your legs shut, baby boy, you wouldn't be in this position. Oh, look at you, baby. Doing such a good job of touching yourself for me. Keep going and make yourself come, understand? Of course you understand that, slut. It's a good thing you're sweet and handsome because with your one-tracked mind, it's hard to get you to think about something other than coming. Don't even try to deny it. You're in this situation because of yourself. You could have had my hands touching you. My mouth sucking your clit, my fingers in your cunt. I could have even held a vibrator to you and fucked you with the strap. Instead, you have to settle for your own hands under my watchful eyes. That's gotta suck for you. Why don't you look at me, boy? Good. What color are you? I love hearing that you're green, baby. Keep touching yourself like the desperate slut you are. It feels good, doesn't it? All this humiliation and degradation makes you burn inside. Embarrassment, but it also adds more fuel to the fire, doesn't it? It's not like you could deny that you're a slut. I haven't touched myself today and I'm doing just fine. But you were losing your mind, weren't you? Speak up, slut. I didn't quite hear you. When I ask a question, I expect a clear answer. So try again. That's my good boy. Playing with yourself so well for me. Fingers inside your cunt while you stroke that clit of yours. My mouth is watering at the sight of your clit. I want to feel it in my mouth. Roll my tongue around it, suck it, kiss it, make you squirm and scream. It's a shame that you won't be getting that today because you ruined it for yourself. This is what you get instead. This is what you deserve, baby boy. You have to earn my loving touch. There is nothing more that I would like to do than touch you right now. Feel your skin under my warm hands. Feel every twitch of muscle as you get closer to coming. But I can't do that, because this is about teaching you a lesson. More importantly, this is about reminding you of your place. You're mine, and I'll make sure you understand that by the end of the night, puppy. Aww. Don't look like that, baby. You asked for this. I'm not going to be doing anything to you that you don't deserve. After all, you're just a pathetic little slut who can't keep his hands to himself. That's something that can be fixed with training. I understand you were just testing me to see how much you could get away with, but if I'm not strict with you now, then you're just gonna keep pushing. If I give you even an inch, you'll go an entire mile with it, baby boy. This is for your own good. So be a good boy, trust me, and pick up the pace for me. Oh, come on, you can go faster than that. Scissor inside yourself. Feel how soaking you are. You feel it? Yeah? That's your own desperation, slut. When I don't play with you for just a few hours, that's how much you burn with desire. You can't help it. You're just a dumb little slut, aren't you? Oh, that's what I thought. So good for me, boy. Fucking that pussy of yours with your fingers. Playing with your clit just like a proper slut. So handsome when you're naked and exposed like this. You're getting close, aren't you, baby boy? Well, since you were going to come with or without my permission, what does it matter if I give it to you? If you need to come, then come. It'll be your first orgasm of the night. While you were touching yourself, I was thinking how to properly remedy the treatment of a naughty boy like yourself. Then it came to me. I'll just overstimulate you until you hate your own clits, and you're begging me to stop. I'll keep playing with you until you can barely feel anything. Oh, poor puppy. Look at that. That has to be the most pathetic fucking look you've ever given me. It's what you deserve, baby. While I love punishing you, it's clear that I've given you too much leeway. I need to be strict with you again. Keep your slutty nature to a minimum. I think this is the only way you will learn to keep your hands away from your greedy pussy and throbbing clit. I need to make it almost painful for you. It's clear that is really the only way you will learn. I might also add a bit of numbing spray just for good measure. Wouldn't want you getting ideas in that head of yours. Oh, such a good boy. Look at you. Why don't you go on and come for me? Come on, slut. I know you want to. I can see how close and desperate you are. Don't fight it or draw it out longer than it needs to be, boy. You won't be able to prolong your inevitable punishment just by doing that. If anything, you are just going to be helping me and my job the more you touch yourself while trying to deny your own orgasm. It would be best if, I don't know, you just let go and came for me. Be a good boy. Come for me. Don't you want to make me proud, puppy? Don't you want to be good for me? Then come on your own two fingers. Just like that. That's a good boy. You are so good for me. So handsome when you let go and come just like that. Oh, love seeing you like this. So vulnerable and sexy and mine. I love you so much, baby boy. Look at my little fucked out slut. Breathing heavily while you look into my eyes. That's a good boy. Keep looking at them. You see, we aren't done yet. Not by a long shot. In fact, now it's my turn to touch you exactly how you are touching yourself. And I'm willing to bet I can make you come faster than your own fingers. Keep your legs open for me, boy. You had such a hard time keeping them shut earlier. What seems to be the problem now? Are you dreading something? All I'm going to do is touch you exactly how you like. Isn't that what you wanted? Am I touching you too soon after you came? Oh, what color are you? Oh, you're still green? Then, That's too bad, baby boy. It seems you need to take your punishment like a good puppy if you want to end up back in my good graces again. Good boys, they listen to the rules. They get rewards for doing so. But bad boys, they have to get punished. After all, if I don't correct this behavior now, you're gonna start thinking you can get away with more. Your orgasms are mine, puppy. Your pleasure is mine, baby boy. You take what I give you and you thank me for it because you want to be a good slut for me. You want to be my good slut, don't you? That's what I thought. That's why I'm touching you so sweetly. Rubbing your clit, fingering your pussy, just how you like it. I was just watching you do exactly this, and now I get to be the one to put my hands on you. Doesn't it feel good knowing that you finally earned my touch? You're slowly getting back on my good side despite disobeying. Think you're going to be able to make me proud, baby boy? Oh, I know you are. You're such a good boy for me. You just need a little bit of a reminder of who's in control. That's all. You aren't the one with the power here. You're the pathetic slut in this situation, boy. Now look me in the eyes. Good. That's a good boy. I know your clit is sensitive right now, so if it gets to be too much, let me know. You don't have to take it just because you want to make me proud. Only continue if you want to, puppy. Do you want me to keep going? Do you want me to keep touching you? I figured as much. My good boy wants to take his punishment in full because he knows what he did was wrong. Such a sweet little pup. That's it. Melt into my touch. My slender fingers reaching inside you, crooning around, massaging that G-spot of yours while the other strokes your clits. I can see you're trying your best to keep looking into my eyes, but they seem to keep falling directly down to my cleavage. What? Are they distracting you, baby? It's too much of my breasts hanging out directly in front of you, and you just can't help it? Oh, maybe for your next orgasm, I'll dove fuck you, if these are so distracting. My nipple playing with your clit until you come. I had other plans for your next orgasm, but maybe if you can be an extra good slut for your second orgasm, then I'll dove fuck my boy. Only one of my tits being taken out the top of my dress, using the hardened red bud to flick your clits, because that's all you deserve. If you had behaved yourself, I would already be naked by now. But you decided to touch yourself sneakily when I explicitly told you to wait until after dinner. Now you have to deal with being my naked and exposed slut, and I'm still dressed up all pretty for you. You weren't even clever about your lie, saying you were going to the bathroom and then touching yourself in our bedroom, thinking with your pussy so much that you didn't even think to touch yourself in the bathroom, you know, so I wouldn't know what you were doing. You were probably hoping to be caught so that you could be punished like the filthy slut you are. Oh, such a desperate boy for me already. Are you still that sensitive, baby boy? Aw, poor puppy. It's a shame that that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're close to coming or you want me to stop. You wanted to touch yourself. You wanted to come. All I'm doing is helping, little slut. I'm giving you exactly what you want, puppy. Don't you remember? Aren't you happy? Oh, it feels like it's starting to be too much. Then you better come quickly. Oh, should I speed up? Shove my fingers inside your desperate cunt even deeper, even further? Keep that steady pace while stroking your clits? Oh, it's situations like this that I wish I had more than just two arms right now. I would want a third to grab your chin and force you to look me in the eyes. Just look at you. So fucking hot, sluts. You look so amazing like this. All desperate and pathetic. Legs spread and shaking. Breathing shallow. More moans than words at this point. It's amazing how quickly you surrendered, considering this is exactly what you wanted. I'm not doing anything that you didn't do to yourself, baby. I'm touching you exactly how you were touching yourself. I'm fingering you exactly how you were fingering yourself. What makes this time any different? What was that? I didn't quite catch it. It sounded more like some strained puppy noise than a, I don't know, a human word. Is the slut losing all ability to think and speak? How pitiful. Absolutely pitiful, puppy. Luckily for you, you look your best when you're broken and desperate. I can see. You're so close, aren't you, slut? Being touched so expertly after orgasming so soon, it's almost too much for the slut, isn't it? You can't tell if you want to come just to get it over with, or if you want to draw it out so that your clit doesn't get overstimulated so quickly. And it's not up to you, my boy. It's up to me. I'm the one in control. I'm the one who makes decisions for you. Make me proud, puppy. Come for me. Come for a second time. Come while my fingers work you, tip you over the edge, and make you come again. This is exactly what you wanted, isn't it? So don't fight it. Come for me. Just like that. Come for me. What a good boy. Love feeling your pussy clenched down on my fingers and your clit move while you come. Oh, you feel so fucking good, puppy. Took everything I gave you so well, making me prouder and prouder by the minute. Do you think you can take another orgasm or do you want to tap out? Good. One more orgasm, then you will have taken your punishment like a good boy and be back on my good side. I do think for this one you deserve a little bit more of a challenge. I want to watch you do all the work. Why don't you straddle my thigh, baby? That a boy. Just like that. Get yourself nice and situated. See, now I can look at your cute face and even, I don't know, kiss you while you make yourself come by grinding against my soft thigh. Don't you want to kiss? Come on. What are you waiting for, slut? Start rocking yourself against my thigh. I know your clit must be so sensitive by now, but procrastination is only going to make things worse for you. I can make you orgasm a fourth or fifth time if you would prefer, but you would also get to take a 5-minute break, so which one is it? Do you want to start now, or do you want to have five orgasms in a row? That's exactly what I thought. You know what? I'll even guard your hips for you. Press you down a bit so that your clit drags painfully sweet against me. That's it, my boy. That's it. Doing so good for me. Look at you. You're making me so proud. I'm so fucking turned on watching you like this, puppy. It's probably a good thing I didn't wear panties because I would have ruined them with how wet you're making me. I could feel it dripping down my inner thigh when I walked over here. You are truthfully a sight to behold like this. So fucking hot. And you feel so good against my thigh. Though, how are you still so wet? I would think that by now you wouldn't be able to produce any more lubricant, but then I forgot. You aren't normal. You're a slut. You have a one-track mind that is loving getting to be fucked like this, aren't you? It just feels so fucking good. And it's bordering on painful, which makes it all the better, doesn't it, boy? Yeah, I know my boy well. This is what you needed, isn't it? To be reminded of your place. You just couldn't keep your hands to yourself, could you, baby boy? You had to touch your wet pussy because you kept fantasizing about me, and look where it got you. Grinding against my thigh on your third orgasm in a row, right on the verge of crying. If you need to cry, puppy, you can cry. I know how sensitive you are. You're such a good boy for me, making me so happy and proud of you, taking your punishment so well, just like a proper slut. You're doing everything right. It feels good to be put back into your place underneath me, doesn't it? Even if you are the one on top of me, as my hands guide your hips across my thigh, you're still being obedient. What a good puppy you are. That's it. That's it. Keep rocking your hips just like that. It feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, poor slut. You got exactly what you wanted, exactly what you asked for. And now that you have it, you don't want it. Don't be stingy, boy. You should be happy that not only am I touching you, but I'm helping you get off. Again. Three orgasms in a row is a lot for anybody, but I'm sure you can handle it, can't you? Be honest with me, baby. What color are you right now? I thought as much. You seem to be enjoying the pain of this a little too much. Can't tell if you're in pain or pleasure with how sensitive you are right now. Every nerve ending set ablaze and being rubbed raw. I bet you would be able to come from just that painful pleasure you're feeling right now. In fact, I know you can do it. I've seen my puppy slut do it enough times to know that it's possible. Going to keep being a good boy for me and make yourself come while grinding against me, right? That's what I thought. All you need is one more orgasm, boy. That's all I'm asking. You've taken everything so well. You've been such a good boy for me. And I know you're close again. Everything is too much for you. It's a lot for a dumb slut like yourself. You wanted to feel good. You wanted to come, but not like this. Probably can't even think straight right now. All you're thinking about is making it stop while your impending orgasm keeps building against your better judgment. My hands constantly helping you move as you grind. You're trying to get more friction, but once you get it, you wince. It's too much, isn't it, boy? Oh, what a pathetic little slut you are. You're being so good for me despite wanting to stop. I know your body's telling you to stop, that you don't have to continue, but you want to. And I love that. And I love when you get like this. So fucking good for me, puppy. Do you want to make me the happiest person in the world right now? Yeah? Oh, of course you do, because you're such an amazing slut for me. I want you to bring yourself to the edge of orgasm. Can you do that for me, puppy? Yeah, just like that. Keep going. Good boy. I can feel my entire thigh coated with your slick. It makes it that much easier to glide against me, doesn't it? It's so fucking hot to have such a desperate boy in my lap like this. So keep going. Bring yourself right to the edge. Just like that. Oh, doing such a good job for me. I know it's a lot. I know you've came twice already, but the third time's the charm. And you've been taking your punishment so well for me. Such a good slut. Keep going, puppy. Keep dragging your clit against my thigh. And while you do that, look at me. Yeah, just like that. Your eyes are glazed over. That's my good puppy. Why don't you sink into that feeling? Melt against my body while my hands keep working your hips. You want to come and you don't want to come at the same time, don't you? Fuck. Your voice. It's absolutely wrecked. It sounds so fucking sexy, slut. I love how you come apart like this. Like putty in my hands. Waiting to be molded into whatever I want you to be for the evening. What a good boy I have grinding in my lap. Why don't you show me just how good you can be in orgasm against my thigh? Come for me, puppy. Show me that you are a slut that learned your lesson and come against my thigh for me. Just like that. Yeah. Oh, what a good boy. What a good puppy. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I wanted to see. So fucking good for me. I'm so proud of you, baby. Now, what color are you? Yeah? Good. I'm glad you're still green. But you're also still deep in subspace. But that's okay, puppy. I'm going to take care of you. Here, let me rearrange us so that you're laying next to me. When I hold my good boy in my arms, and I know just how much you love being the little spoon. Isn't that better? Told you. Now, is my boy sorry for touching himself without permission? That's what I thought. And did you learn your lesson? Very good. You're forgiven, puppy. And I love you very much. You did such an amazing job for me. You made me so proud, baby. I'm so lucky to have you not only as my partner, but as my sub. You know that? I love you. But don't fall asleep on me. We still have dinner to make, remember? I know you're tired, but we aren't ordering takeout. Why don't you stay here in bed, and I'll make dinner, and I can bring it upstairs, and we can eat dinner in bed, cuddling and watching TV. How does that sound? Sounds like a plan? Be good while I'm gone. And if I come back here and I find you touching yourself, 3 orgasms, it's going to look like nothing next to the Hitachi I'll be tying to your leg.